off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can see where flying can open up a whole new world of opportunities in business, in recreation.
And getting to see the kids whenever we want to.
Oh, I should say. Besides, I like to fly.
And so do I.
Well, good. Then let's get back at it, huh?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, aloha, Captain Dennis. And we got Don, ADSB Don, I should say, because he's been at the forefront of pushing back against collecting fees by using ADSB technology and ticketing, or charging fees at airports across the country, specifically here in Florida. We got a bill on the desk of the governor. He may have already signed it. We just don't know at this particular moment, but it could happen anytime if it hasn't already. And a big win for the state, for pilots, so they can't, they'll stop charging fees based on that technology and then go back to the old system, which is, I don't know. Yeah, you land. If you have to go in and talk to someone at the airport, they know you landed. I don't know. They'll collect their fee some other way. Old school.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
You land, you go to the FBO, and you pay the landing fee to the FBO. To me, that makes a whole lot more sense. Imagine a charter company that's coming in, and they're getting a bill months later, and they're trying to figure out which one of the customers that was related to, because it could be a month or more after that they get the bill for these things.
Right.
It's going to be a lot more effective. Hey, it cost me this much on this day because here's my invoice and it's from the FBO. It's simple.
Yeah. Or it's a touch and go or some ridiculous thing that shouldn't be tagged like that anyway. So the good news is it's coming to an end. It sounds like here in Florida, hopefully very, very soon. And according to the bill and how you guys wrote it, Don, is that right? It actually, once the governor signed it, if he hasn't already, that as of what, June, the end of June and July 1st, this will be history across
Correct.
The state of
July
Florida.
July 1st, yes. Yeah.
And you're already planning a celebratory protest? Or how would you describe this?
Well, just a test.
Just a test. Okay. Just a test. All right.
And I won't say just me. Other pilots are there. So to be specific about what to expect, so this bill will prevent aircraft below 12,500 pounds flying under Part 91 from being billed using ADSB in the state of Florida. So July 1st, when it goes into effect, there's several folks talking about mobilizing pilots all over the state of Florida to just come into Kissimmee,
yeah,
fly two touch and goes, and we'll find another airport, maybe Winter Haven close by, and ask pilots to fly in. We'll all collaborate, and we'll have maybe T-shirts or trophies or lapel pins of flying into Kissimmee, landing fee free without the use of ADSB. To celebrate this, and hopefully nobody will receive any inappropriate billing from it.
Well, that would be.
But if they do, now we have a law on our side that you potentially could file a class action, or make it criminal against them.
Yeah,
correct.
And they may be slightly annoyed by this, but you know what? They
well,
asked
that's
for
the
it.
Point.
Exactly.
Because we're slightly annoyed that they're taking and abusing us in a way that was, never intended.
Right. And by the way, is Kissimmee Airport here in Central Florida, is that the only one in Florida that's been caught doing this that we know of at the moment? Or are there some others?
Yeah, so Tallahassee is another one that has the system implemented. In Tallahassee, aircraft below 6,000 are currently not billed. So this will change that for them as well.
The threshold
will now go to 12.5.
All right.
When Kissimmee was doing it, there were some communications and interactions going on between Kissimmee and local other airports. They were also looking to implement this in Orlando, and they had an open city forum. I think we had about 200, 250 pilots show up with a lot of emotion and opposition to it. They decided not to pursue it. DeLand was looking at it. It got rejected when a local businessman threatened to pull a significant amount of funding out of the area if they did pass it. And then I believe Ormond Beach also had this up for review, and it was declined. So,
wow. Well,
we got
at least
one
they,
out of four.
Exactly. You got most of them to play, and the one holdout, well, they're going to get slapped on the wrist, looks like. They're And it's good. And then, you know, we'll turn it into a fun little event on July 1st. I think you might have to participate in that and pick me up, Dennis. What do you think? Should we do it?
I think we should. I mean, maybe my daughter will even be soloed by then.
Yeah.
I hope so. She could bring her plane. We'll go in formation and really bug them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is one way to just let your voice be heard. And just hopefully it'll be a lesson to stop this type of activity, or at least, you know, listen to the community. You know, like right. I said, it's unfortunately you have to go a step farther sometimes to get their attention. Like, you know, you said in Orlando, executive, they were going to do it, but someone came in and said, well, you do this, we're going to pull investment in the area. And sometimes that's the only thing that'll get their attention. Just a bunch of pilots may or may not be able to get it done. You think, Don? Is that what happened?
I do. Without the voice of the pilots making it known, I think we'd have a very different conversation now.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes me wonder what the motivation is for Orlando Executive in the first place. They have
money.
Multiple FBOs there that are already collecting the landing fees. So to me, it seems like they're looking at this as a way to discriminate and keep aircraft from coming over and doing training flights where they would be in the pattern doing a couple touch and goes and leaving.
Right.
Which really defeats the whole purpose of having a system of airports. We need to be able to train. Pilots need to be able to go from, you know, Apalachicola or Apopka or whatever airport and go to a towered airport. They're required to do it. But now if you're going to get charged $25 for every landing at a towered airport, come on.
Yeah.
That's not reasonable. We're already paying fuel taxes. We're already paying, you know, property taxes to the city that's helping fund these airports. And, you know, and the city's getting revenue from us. The FBO is collecting money for ramp fees, security fees, or whatever fee they come up with. They're getting, you know, markups on the rental cars and the fuel and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're not an open checkbook. As much as people like to think pilots are rich, we're not.
No,
I'm the first to admit it.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of money. And, you know, FBO prices and those convenience things like cars and, you know, the coffee, free coffee. I mean, that stuff ends up costing more money. It's not getting cheaper at any FBO that I'm aware of. Are you, Dennis?
No, it's not. What would happen if you required AIS, which is the equivalent of ADS-B for boats, okay, on all boats, fishing boats, etc.? Imagine what they would have. What would happen if they collected a fee every time you went down the Caloosahatchee or the Intercoastal Waterway and had to open one of the drawbridges? Do you think that there would be a revolt?
Maybe. There could be.
I guarantee it. And it would be a lot larger.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just the same disparity of rowboats to multi-million dollar yachts. And nobody's going to like it. That AIS was put there to be able to track the boats, to help see and avoid and all that kind of stuff. And now all of a sudden it's a billing revenue source.
Yeah. Well, that.
Why are we treated any different?
It's automated. You know, they figure like this would make it so easy for us to do this fees.
Here, print more money.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, I can see from their perspective, they're like, hey, this is easy money. Well, you know, we're not an easy target. We are an easy target, but we shouldn't be. That's the bottom line. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.